Music therapy is at once old and new. Still considered a New Age alternative treatment by many, the practice actually dates back centuries. In the Old Testament, King David is said to have cured an illness by playing the harp. Ancient Greek philosophers hypothesized that music could restore balance, and in Africa, tribal medicine men used drums and other instruments to drive out evil spirits. More recently, music therapists have been using their guitars and voices to treat stressed and depressed tsunami victims in Southeast Asia. Closer to home, music therapy has found a place at UAB Hospital's neonatal intensive care unit. Research suggests that music therapy may lead to speedier neurological development in premature babies. Matthew Leong is one of those babies. He was born 4 months early, a micro preemie who tipped the scale at just shy of 1 pound. David Leong is Matthew's father.
They never expected him to make it through the weekend, and he did, and they didn't expect him to make it through the week, and he did.
After 5 months in the NICU, Matthew went home and soon after started a regimen of therapy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, and eventually, as a student at United Cerebral Palsy's hand-in-hand childcare facility in Birmingham, music therapy. Rochelle Loney is Hand in Hand's music therapist.
First started working with Matthew in a group setting, he was pretty quiet. He would still be sitting in the chairs while everybody else would be moving around in the center of the group. He might get up towards the end of the activity and experiment to see if he can get up. When we would sing hello to him, he'd just curl up in a ball and maybe move his fingers just a little bit for a wave.
But after a year of music therapy, Loney says, Matthew was right back in the thick of things, dancing and singing with all the other kids. Matthew Leong is one lucky boy. Many micro preemies, if they survive, suffer brain bleeds and other disabling traumas as infants. Matthew does have some vision loss in his left eye, his retina detached as a result of oxygen treatments in the NICU. He also was a bit speech delayed, but his father says music therapy seemed to help.
And then all of a sudden last year, he just couldn't shut him up. He just started talking, and I can't pinpoint and say for sure, you know, music therapy was the one that started him talking, but I think it certainly helped, because I can tell you that when he came home, he was singing more. I have a guitar at home, too, and I play guitar, and so he would point at the guitar, and he would want me to play for him, and then when he watches his videos or he watches TV, if they start singing, he would start singing with the music as well.
Proponents say the therapy works on many fronts. Communication is just one. There's also the physical therapy. Disabled kids learn to hold and play instruments. And Rochelle Loney says it helps cognitively.
Especially in traumatic brain injury, you know, if one side of the brain is affected, you can definitely start teaching the person through music how to use things that have been damaged on that side of the brain. And somehow it just starts connecting again, or you, if you've really lost one side of the brain, you're building up skills on the good side of the brain, and it's pretty remarkable how they can relearn things.
Gary Edwards is executive director of United Cerebral Palsy.
You know, my background is as a psychologist, and I've worked with kids with and without disabilities for many years and teaching kids to learn. And I knew that music, okay, has a lot of help in brain development, has socialization, language development, movement. I knew all those things, but I really didn't realize the power of music or what's happening here. And the best way I can explain it is talk to a mother. She has a child, 2-3-year-old with Down syndrome. And she said, it gave me chills when I saw my baby sitting on the steps, rocking her baby doll and singing to the baby. Too often that in a classroom, we do something and it has no carryover to, you know, outside. This does.
Still, it can be a tough sell. Only about 20% of music therapists receive third-party reimbursement for their services. Some states, like Arizona, Minnesota, and Michigan, authorize Medicaid spending for music therapy for developmentally disabled children, but that's not consistent state to state. Some of the larger private insurers are also starting to cover music therapy, but again, that's not consistent nationwide. Proponents expect those numbers to grow, however, as the discipline moves more into the mainstream. There are now 70 college programs nationwide that offer advanced degrees in music therapy. The University of Alabama is one of them. I'm Tanya Ott.